You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
The city of Johannesburg says the warrant of arrest issued for the city manager, Floyd Brink, is mischievous. This after a sheriff of the court failed to enforce a contempt of order against Brink at his residence in Roodepoort, Johannesburg. The city mayoral spokesperson, Mnandlela Ndemase, says the warrant was executed to embarrass Brink.
What has been mischievous and interesting to us is that, as you would know, in this country, it is the South African police services who carry the legal authority to effect an arrest on the basis of a warrant of arrest. Secondly, this particular warrant, the sheriff and the legal representatives of the client of the city sought to serve it at the private residence of Mr. Brink, not at the official address, which is the address of his office as city manager, and in which capacity he was cited in the papers of this particular action. And again, it is the sheriff and the legal representatives of the client who then alerted and took videos outside of the house of Mr. Brink, violating OP Act and a number of other pieces of legislation, and including his right to his privacy, so that there could be some media sensation and attention and emotions drawn to this particular issue. So we are not naive. We have noted these actions, and given the politics that obtain in the city currently and the consistent harassment that we have seen against Mr. Brink as a city manager, we do view this in a serious light and associated with those particular political interests.
Mlandela Ndemase, the City of Johannesburg mayoral spokesperson. Now, the City of Joburg has since lodged an urgent application to the court to stay the execution of the warrant. Meanwhile, the Democratic Alliance in Johannesburg says City Manager Floyd Brink's warrant of arrest is mired in irregularities. For more on this, we joined on the line by the DA Shadow MMC for Public Safety, Michael Sun. A very good morning to you, Mr. Sun, and welcome.
Very good morning, Alvis, and thank you very much for having me on your show.
Why do you think that the warrant of arrest for Mr. Brink is mired in irregularities, and what does it say about the state of rule of law in the city?
Well, firstly, I think I want to state that the city's spokesperson is incorrect and I think legally wrong in many aspects. I think he's trying to be a lawyer, and secondly, he's not correct and he's not being honest with the residents, with the city. If he was openly enough with the residents, he would say that this warrant arrest comes from a civil legal action. The matter is between a private company, I believe, a applicant by the name of AP Piba Investment Pty Limited. The warrant of arrest is, I believe, it's addressed by the High Court to the sheriff of the High Court. So it was not to the police. So obviously the sheriff was entitled to execute the warrant of arrest. But then again, it's not for us as a Democratic Alliance to speak on behalf of the sheriff or about this warrant of arrest. But it is important to understand this comes from a long drawn out legal case between the private company as the litigant and the city of Johannesburg. But what's important to understand is that no matter what goes on in that legal case, the city seems always to find a way to twist and turn the blame to a political party that's got nothing to do with what caused this debacle that led to the arrest, whether illegal or illegal or had a technicality. It is very sad to see, and our emphasis here is that what we saw from the photos yesterday taken by the resident is that the JMPD, the Metro Police, were used to intervene in this process where the sheriff is trying to enforce this warrant of arrest of the city manager. That is extremely concerning, where the city is now using Metro Police trying to interfere in a legitimate process. And this is, for us, a definitely no-no. It creates a terrible, unlawful precedent where a Metro Police can be simply called in to interfere with the sheriff's duties and work.
So what do you make of the sentiments by the Joburg mayor, who believes that Brink has become a target of incessant harassment by certain political actors, utilizing the courts to compromise and prevent him from exercising his duties?
I certainly don't believe there is any political interference in this particular work at all. I think that the mayor must openly state and tell the resident why this writ of arrest was issued. It was between a private individual company against the city about a contempt of court. And why that contempt of court order was granted was because of a civil dispute that the court decided that he had to award in favor of the private company. And for me, that there's no political interference or annotation to it at all. So how the mayor and the city spokesperson or anybody can arrive at a conclusion it was politically motivated, that that confuses me.
Yes. All right. That's where we got to
at all.
Mr. Michael Sun, thank you so much for your time. The DA Shadow, MMC of Public Safety.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.